Getting visits from friends and family are extremely important to those living in prison. These relationships provide prisoners with connection, hope, and support. But the prison system doesn't make it easy for visitors. In addition to families having to travel far distances with little financial or community support, visitors are often turned away because they fail the ION scan. The ION scan is a machine that tests visitors' belongings for trace amounts of drugs. The argument is that it is helping keep drugs out of the prison. The controversial technology is notorious for its inaccuracy. Christy is a Vancouver woman who has experienced the ION machine firsthand when visiting her brother in prison. Christy joins us on the phone from her home in Vancouver to tell us more about her experience and the impact the ION scanner is having on visitors. Thanks for joining us, Christy.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me.
So what is the usual procedure for you when you're going to a visit?
Well, you go into a waiting room with multiple other people visiting their loved ones. And when the guards come in, there's two guards, one to sign everyone in and another one to administer the ION scan.
And how do they administer the ION scan?
Where I've been, they use a piece of cotton, it's like a small piece of fabric, and they use it and they wipe it on a spot of your skin, sometimes your inner wrist or your neck, and then they put it into a little machine, slide it in, and some numbers come up on the screen, and it either flashes green or red to say whether you passed or failed.
And what happens if you pass?
Well, you go on into your visit, and there's no trouble. You go in for in some of the facilities an open visit.
And what happens if the light beeps the wrong color?
Well, it varies depending on who you're dealing with, but typically what they would do is sometimes they'll test you again a couple times to see, confirm that it's coming up positive. If you're lucky, you'll be given an option if there's a space available to have a closed visit, which is behind a full glass through a phone. And if there's no space or if the guard doesn't feel like it, they don't offer it, and you're simply asked to leave and told that your visit status will be reviewed for future visits.
So what does the ION scan machine test for?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I know that it's illegal narcotics, but it comes up also for prescription medication.
Can you be turned away if it comes up for legal drugs?
Yes.
And that's because some of those prescription drugs also have currency in the prison?
Yes, apparently. I hadn't heard that, but I imagine that's what their theory is on that. When I've seen that happen, one time the fellow was offered, he was allowed to go into a closed visit, but another time there were no closed visits, so they had to go home. When I questioned the guard on that, just out of curiosity, because I'd already been approved and signed in for my visit, I didn't feel too threatened. They said that a person could bring a note from their doctor explaining why they were prescribed that medication, which seems very invasive because I don't think it's their right to know everyone's medical condition, and some people might not want to tell their doctor that they're going into a prison to visit someone.
The ION scan just looks for trace amounts of drugs. How does this inform whether you're actually carrying drugs or not? What's the relationship between those two?
I really honestly have no idea. I don't see the relation at all. I've heard from talking to a lot of other people who've experienced it, there's certain lotions that are notorious for causing positives. Like, they're listed by brand online for family members. You know, do not use this product. There's hand wipes that will cause the same problem. So people thinking that they're doing a good thing by bringing an antibacterial wipe are actually setting themselves up to fail. You touch a doorknob on your way in. It doesn't indicate that you're carrying anything or bringing anything in my opinion, anyways. They don't check you. They don't offer to search your pockets or anything. You're just told to leave.
So it sounds like it, in anticipation of this potential failing of the ION scan, even though you're not carrying drugs, sounds like a stressful, sort of anticipating, worrisome experience.
Oh, it's very, very, very stressful, especially, as you mentioned, a lot of people are traveling quite a distance to visit. Inmates are transferred far and wide. So people, you know, they have to book time off work. Sometimes they need to save up to rent a car and get a hotel room and drive for, you know, up to 10 or more hours. And then to get there and be turned away, you know, you don't have an opportunity to rebook another visit. And if you get someone who doesn't offer a closed visit, too bad, so sad.
Well, that must be really hard to deal with.
Yeah, it is, and it's stressful for them, and it's very stressful for the inmates as well.
Yeah, because I know it's really important for prisoners to have that connection, and people really, you know, hold dearly the visits that they get.
They do. I know I've heard from my brother a lot of some of the inmates he knows who, you know, they don't have people to phone, they don't have people that write them letters. They don't have visitors, and he sees how upsetting it is for them and how discouraging it is, and he knows from interacting with them that they're typically people who spend a lot of time in and out because I guess they don't have anything waiting for them outside.
You're talking here about open and closed visits. People might have in their mind different ideas about what that actually means, what the difference is. Can you describe first what a closed visit looks like?
Well, a closed visit is sort of like what you would see on TV. You go into a little booth, and there's a phone on the wall, and there's glass. You know, a glass in front of you, a door behind you. It's like a telephone booth almost. You sit down, and you talk through the phone.
So there's no way in a closed visit you can even be in contact at all?
No, not at all. No.
And then you're mentioning, you know, if you pass the ion scan, and I mean, I think this is all prison dependent which prison and what they offer, but you can go into an open visit. Now, my idea of an open visit would be, you know, you're all in a room and you can have physical contact and whatnot, but I don't think that's the case, is it?
No, it's not. I'm not sure about the federal, but I know the two places I've been that offer open visits, they are across a table. There's a plexiglass and a mesh barrier, which you're distanced from, and there's multiple closed circuit cameras and guards in the room to keep you away. Like if you put your hand up, you're told to take it down. And if they suspect that anything has been passed over or if someone has gotten too close, every single inmate will be strip searched once they leave the visit.
Right, so that's not a very open kind of environment. And how long do these visits last?
They're an hour long.
And that once or twice a week, or?
Well, it varies. Some facilities have them available 7 days a week, but there's a limit to how many each inmate can get, depending on what range they're on. They might be allowed to have a visit every day, where other inmates are only allowed to have one visit a week or two visits a week. So that's another way, I think, that they use to control them.
The ion scan is one piece in this whole program to keep, for the system to try to keep drugs out of inside of the prison. But my understanding is there's some prisons that there only is closed visits, but drugs are still getting inside.
Two of the remand facilities that I know of, they have no ion scanners, because they've had any closed visits, or sorry, any open visits, but they still, I know, sometime in the last 9 months, one of them had an overdose, a young man of 20, 21 years old overdosed and died from drugs. I mean, obviously that didn't come in on a visit because there's no possible way, no variation of an open visit whatsoever.
So it kind of shows how the drugs are getting in there somehow, and if it's not through visits, how are they getting through there, and then how then do you kind of look at this issue if you even want to look through that kind of lens and not through you know, other people have suggested dealing with drugs on the inside through other methods like harm reduction or you know, other looking at the reasons why some people are choosing to medicate themselves or what other roles drugs are playing on the inside.
Well, I would think that, for starters, just that eliminating people from allowing their family to come and visit them would contribute to someone wanting to self-medicate. So I think what they're doing is, in fact, making the problem worse in some ways.
By making it harder for people to actually visit.
Well, yeah, because the inmates get depressed and upset. I mean, I know there was a story, I wish I could give you more information, but it was local in BC. They had a healing circle, and the family was allowed to come and participate in this. And one of the inmates' grandmothers came, and she failed the ion test. Now, I don't know if it was a false positive or if it was prescription medication, but she wasn't allowed to participate in the healing circle. And a short time after that, like within days or weeks, he committed suicide. He was so distraught over the fact that he couldn't participate in the healing circle. And that, you know, his family, I think, you know, I imagine they were threatened that she may not be able to come and visit again. And there's a whole, you know, you feel absolutely helpless and at their mercy. And there's, you can't say, I'll give you a blood test. You know, I'll submit to a strip search to prove that I'm not carrying drugs. Like, they just send you home, and there's no room for discussion on it.
There's no recourse or appeal or...
I suppose there is, but my experience in dealing with other other issues inside the prison and trying to advocate on my brother's behalf, it's almost pointless, aside from, you know, public media, stuff like that. If you can get someone to grab onto it, then you might see some sort of resolution. But other than that, they don't have time, they're not interested, they don't seem to care, and they seem to view the families as criminals as well. So they don't seem to put a lot of weight into what we say or how we feel.
Right, so you don't feel like they respect you, but because you're going to visit a prisoner, they, you know, treat you similarly as they treat prisoners?
A lot of them. There are some that are really great, and they seem to have gotten into this line of work because they do care and want to make a difference, but they seem to be the rarity, the exception to the rule. Most of them seem to view us all as criminals.
And what do you think of the federal government's announcement that they're going to spend $120 million to keep drugs out of the prison, mostly using increased security and surveillance methods, including an increased use of the ion scan?
Wow, what do I think about it? I probably can't say those things on the radio. I don't want to see drugs in prison necessarily either. I don't want my brother to be a victim of violence. I don't want him to be on drugs. I don't want him to overdose. I don't want any of those kind of things to happen. But I just think that it's the largest misappropriation that they could possibly do. The money could be spent on so many other programs that would naturally reduce the amount of drugs in the prisons by, you know, giving what's needed. If it's counseling, if they're self-medicating for depression, providing more one-on-one support to the inmates so they don't feel the need, encouraging families to come in and visit. Those kind of things seem to me, those are the things that help successful reintegration back, you know, upon release. And it would seem to me that that would quell the need for the drugs. And again, harm reduction, you can't, it just seems to me it's just going to happen. It happens on the outside. It's going to happen on the inside. And they need to work with people and maybe talk to the people in there, you know, the inmates that actually don't want to be using drugs or in that environment, and see what they think might work instead of fighting them every step of the way.
Well, thanks very much for joining us and sharing a little bit about your experience and perspectives in terms of the ion scan and what it's like to visit inside our prison system.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
Thanks.
We have been speaking with Christy about her experiences dealing with the ion scan when visiting her brother in prison.